cheese, eat as much. When I got home last night, I had a pork chop and cheese. I had cheese and pork chops is what I had. And I had a couple of little spears of asparagus. See, you can have the vegetables. You can have up to 20 grams of carbohydrates a day. Was it a week or a day? I can't remember now. Well, I'm well past my limit. It's a week. It must be a day. Or maybe I'm well. I don't know. No, it's a day. And like, I just had a bag of almonds. 4 grams, baby. So I'm not hungry. I'm just pissed and bored. No cigarettes. No beer, no wine, no pasta. Is it really worth living when you can't have these things? I asked myself. The answer came up with this afternoon. You don't want to hear. Well, maybe you would. No was the answer I came up with this afternoon.
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino.
Anyway, Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, the stuff going on in Seattle is interesting, isn't it? The people have taken to the streets up there protesting what they call, what the newspapers call globalization, and I don't even know if they've got it right, because you have so many different organizations up there. Essentially, what I guess it is that they're angry about is the lack of, or the, I should say, the exodus of jobs from our country to foreign countries, because the foreigners work for less, I guess. That's what they say. That's one agenda. There's another agenda of the environmentalists that you have so much lack of respect for the environment with regard to these transnational, multinational, or foreign corporations. For instance, the rainforest in South Africa or South America, the strip mining, and so on, so that the environment begins to suffer in the name of a dollar. And it's kind of, it was, I found myself talking to Schaefer today, because Schaefer is, you know, he just turned 15, so he doesn't remember the 60s. And I said, I got to be honest with you, it was very exhilarating to read this. He said, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know. Cops, tear gas, and people on the streets in America protesting things that are, you know, in a way positive. I said, a tear came to my eye. It was just so marvelous. He started laughing at me like, you think it's cool, cops and tear gas and people. I said, yeah. Anybody else get that feeling? I guess you'd have to be an old bum like me to really get that good nostalgic rush. But when I saw the front page of the paper today, and I saw tear gas and people with bandanas around their faces and the streets of Seattle crowded with 16, 17,000 people doing battle with cops, I did. I got teary-eyed. I got misty-eyed. It's like them. They were getting misty-eyed. Man, I got a little misty-eyed about the fact that it looks like there are people in our country who care enough these days to actually go to the wall over something. Even if it's really perhaps confused and maybe not all that well-intentioned and perhaps not that well-informed, I don't know. But it was one of those things. It was one of those moments that I had. It was a taster choice moment for Phil. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We do want to talk with Bobby Dooley, who probably has a decidedly different point of view. She is with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And I am not trying to belittle or minimize your fears, Ms. Dooley, but it does seem nice to see Americans. Even the president said it was nice to see these people there caring so deeply about these things.
Well, Phil, I think it's important to understand something, that what is happening in Seattle today, as much as you'd like to see it as something positive, it is not positive. Where we live here in Western Estates, we are in a full lockdown because it really bothers me. And my husband and Don Bernward, who are two people who are on our homeowners board, were literally on the phone with security today. And let me tell you what this is. These are angry people who are angry at wealthy people. They can't. My husband told me that these are people that can't get jobs. These are people are.
So you don't see any positive aspects of what's going on in Seattle?
No, Phil. These are people who can't get jobs. They have nothing better to do than to cause problems. If it spreads south out of the Northwest, where hopefully the police can keep it contained.
Why would it spread south or spread anywhere? I mean, that's where the meeting is. That's where the World Trade Organization is meeting.
Because, Phil, we have in our country right now a burgeoning underclass, and my husband was telling me today that we have a burgeoning underclass of undereducated and underemployed people who don't have a job. They can't get a job, and my husband says that they should go out and get a job and cause the problems in the workplace.
Is it really that simple? Is it really as simple as a bunch of people?
Well, Phil, my husband told me that there was a sign that was being held by one of the protesters there today. And the sign said, "I don't know what the WTO is, but I hate the rich." So don't make any mistake about this.
That's one sign out of many.
That's right, Phil. But that's really what this is about. It's about undereducated and underemployed people who are looking to take to the streets and begin to spread from city to city an attitude that if they can't get a job, then nobody else should profit.
And what about their concerns about trade? What about their concerns about the environment?
The people in the Northwest, this is very... Let me tell you something, Phil. My husband was telling me today that this is very typical of the people in the Pacific Northwest. A lot of people that can't make it in California, they go there. A lot of these people, they can't make it in New York or London. They go to the Pacific, up to Seattle. They're very liberal. They're very socialistic. They are angry because, you know, the weather is bad most of the time, and they can't get a job. I don't think that they are a credit to their race. I've put together really, Phil.
What do you mean a credit to their race? If I could interrupt you here for just a minute.
Those are mostly white people up there. You don't see a lot of African Americans up there. You're not seeing a lot of Hispanics playing the fool up there. These are all white people. And what we're doing.
So what difference does it make?
Well, Phil, my husband told me that what we're seeing up there is really an example of underemployed, undereducated whites who are trying to create, a problem for those of us who make... My husband makes in excess of $300,000 a year. I'm not going to apologize for that to anyone.
And nobody is asking you to apologize for the fact that your husband makes in excess of $300,000 a year. You saw a sign that says, "I hate the rich." There are a lot of people who have, industry jobs, blue-collar jobs, the working sector of this country, the middle-class working portion of this country, and by that I mean the real blue-collar people who have a stake in a lot of these jobs that are leaving the country, okay? That's all they're talking about. They're also talking about environmental concerns, so that's a whole different group of people. You realize that you're dealing with a different agenda, perhaps, as you go from group to group?
No, Phil, you're not. My husband says...
Well, why aren't you?
Because my husband says that the further in the Northwest you get, the more of these liberals who are looking to disrupt business. These are people who are not happy with their lives. And I will tell you something. We have been looking where we live as these days progress. And you are looking at individuals who are lower class, lower middle class workers, who might not be happy with their lives. And these are generally in where we live, the gardeners, mailmen, there's delivery men, beauty salon workers, the girl that does my nails. And I'll tell you a story. When this story in Seattle broke about the working class and about how angry they are, and I walked in to get my nails done, and a young Vietnamese girl does my nails, and she gave me a look. And I came home and asked my husband what that was about. And he explained to me what was going on in Seattle.
And you're saying that the girl that does your nails is pissed off at you, if you'll pardon my language, because you're wealthy.
I think there's an awful lot of spillover from Seattle. So what we are doing here at Western Estates right now, Phil, is we are into a lockdown mode.
What do you mean by a lockdown mode? Are you guys anticipating problems there in your neighborhood?
We are anticipating a lot of really pissed off gardeners and mailmen and delivery men within the next few days because of this nonsense having to do with the World Trade Organization. Phil, you know, the Seattle situation can get national if we don't look at it a little bit more carefully, and if it does spread south, we might have some problems. But right now, hopefully it will remain localized with these people in the Northwest who really need to get a life and really need to go out and find a job and stop with their liberal nonsense.
All right, Bobbi Dooley is with us, and she feels that the whatever's going on in Seattle with regard to the World Trade Organization is the beginning of a class war having to do with them that ain't got going after them that does got, to quote, you know, Billie Holiday. Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. What's your take on it? It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, I know for many of you living and listening outside of Southern California, this might not mean a whole lot, but I'd like to give you the opportunity. The Best of the Phil Henry Show CD is on sale, and we will be selling it online. It's called Communism is Neat. It's our Best of the Phil Henry Show for 1999, and we will be selling it at Rock Honda in Fontana, California, which is on Sierra Avenue north of Interstate 10. So if you're listening to us tonight in Fargo, and you perhaps are hauling a rig cross-country, you can, you know, if you're coming on into Shaky Town, huh? Stop on by. Shaky Town. I heard that on a country song, man. It's pretty good. Anyway, 1-800, whatever that number, well, yeah, 1-800-449-8686. What happened to the guy on 6? He was a truck driver, too. He's gone? All right. Bobbi Dooley on the line with us here, and getting serious, you are worried that what's going on in Seattle is the beginning of a class war. Is that true?
The beginning of a class war is, that's interesting, and Steve's here, Phil, so let me, for just a second, I need to ask him.
All right, well, what do you need to do? If you're interviewing or me or I'm interviewing you, or who are we talking to, Steve?
I just want to ask Steve. He said class war. What is that?
That's like rich people and poor people.
Are you asking me, Phil, if I think...
You don't know what class war is?
Are you asking me, Phil, if I think that rich and poor are going to go to war?
No. Yeah. Is that what you think?
I think the poor people will attack the rich people is what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I think. I think that the poor people, and that's why we have a general alert out, you know, in our complex, the gardeners and the mailman and things like that, because I think you really have to be careful on some level.
All right. Let's go to Petaluma on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Yeah,
hi.
I wanted to talk about this class war.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that class war has been waged against the poor for for decades, if you look back to slavery.
Oh,
we're
silly.
Talking centuries.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is it?
It really is. It really is. This country is you can be anything you want in America.
If you have enough money and privilege.
Well, you have to earn your money.
And you can work hard at $6 an hour and
you have to earn your money.
And that is class war. And exploiting people overseas for even less is also class war.
My husband makes $300,000 a year, and he works very hard.
I work very hard and make under $3,000 a year.
You make under three? Oh, my God, what do you do?
Yes, and I'm not getting public assistance or anything. Okay, I'm a political activist when I can be. I'm a musician. I am...
That means he's a liberal.
My husband says that means you're a liberal.
Does it mean I'm a liberal? I'm a communist, actually, because I believe that the capitalist system is destroyed, and I don't mean a Stalinist either, because he wasn't. That isn't communism. I believe that the...
He's a communist, Steve.
The class war has been waged, and...
Hold on, sir. Would you please not talk to your husband in the background? The gentleman's trying to say something here.
He says he's a communist.
I believe
he may be a communist. That's fine.
I also believe in democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe democracy is the issue here in Seattle and all around the country. And nonviolent protest is what's going on.
Well, what communists believe in, is it? They believe in, you know...
In equal... In,
mm-hmm.
in, have people,
communist?
Starving children having the right not to starve to death?
Oh, please. You know that the children, they stood in line for vodka.
I would rather stand in line for bread or food than to starve to death. You should have the right to do that.
Good Lord, they don't stand in line in America. He's a communist.
Should I use the word socialist, communist?
Well,
that kind of use because I like the word.
I think it's a little bit scary.
Let me find out what's going on here.
Evidence that any violence is happening other than the street hoodlums in Seattle who were basically just that, just local kids going, hey, let's tear stuff up. Wearing Nike shoes while tearing down Nike signs and wearing Gap shoes while they had nothing to do with the protest.
What do you know? You don't even make $10,000 a year. So
no, well, does that mean I'm less of a human being? There are people who make a whole lot less than that in the world who are working, you know, 16-hour days.
The guy
is that an acceptable
I want to ask a question here. It sounds to me, Bobby, as if you're a little put off by the fact that he's, quote, a communist.
Well, why wouldn't I be? He stands for everything that I do not stand for.
Do you even know what communism is?
I know that it is a very bad thing.
Wait a second. Let's be specific. What is bad about communism?
It's the evil empire. It is...
Yeah.
Well, okay, so in other words, you're putting me on the spot.
No, I want to know what you know about communism. I know what you know about what Brezhnev and all those cats were up to, and I know that you know about Ronald Reagan.
It's the Red Menace, Phil.
Who is that, Steve?
It's my husband, Steve.
The Red Menace.
And that's...
Well, what does that mean, Red... Okay, go ahead, sir.
That is what we've been taught. I say that the Red Menace of Soviet Russia is discredited because of the one-party state and the repression.
Well, I'd like to be able to buy a loaf of bread when I want to and not stand in line for it.
And that's not
thank
what communism is about. Communism is about making sure that people who have absolutely nothing can get something. And it's not. Socialism is, I think, starting yesterday, going to show a new movement in America. It's a long-standing tradition in America. It's what ended child labor in America. It's what brought us the eight-hour day.
What's he talking about a lot of the movements in the late 19th century that were workers' movements, labor union movements, and socialist movements that were behind a lot of these child labor laws.
What do you mean by child labor laws?
Well, in the 19th century, it was perfectly acceptable for children to just be thrown into factories.
You could work a kid for 30 hours, you know what, you could work a kid 24 hours a day if you wanted to.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know about any of this, but I know that a lot of our gardeners, and you know what I'm talking about, sir, a lot of the beauty salon workers are a little... You know, this is just rabble-rousing them. This whole thing in Seattle is rabble-rousing a lot of the gardeners, a lot of the mailmen.
Is it illegitimate for them to be... Oh, go ahead.
Well, you know what I'm saying, don't you?
I understand your fear because
it's getting them all excited.
I'm talking as somebody from the working class that says, you know, we have. I'm somebody who feels very strongly about what's going on and very poor and who everybody I know is poor. And I
think
over
that being American,
people.
Being American is, you know, having as much bread as you want or toilet paper or whatever, you know, and to stand in line for those things.
But it's easy to say that you can have enough and go to the store. You know, I and a lot of people I know can go into a store and not have any money in our pockets. Go, gee, it'd be nice to stand in line and have some money. But, you know, if jobs are shipped overseas because we want to exploit slave labor in other countries.
Let's go get a job.
My husband said,
I work three jobs at a time sometimes when I can. I work through temp agencies because it's the easiest way to get work. It's just you can't keep a job that way.
We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry here, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. And the name of our CD, by the way, is Communism is Neat, Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association, talking to us about the World Trade Organization. What do you think about that?
Phil, I know that it's probably a joke. I think it's in very bad taste.
Why is it in bad taste?
because of what's going on in Seattle right now and the class warfare that they're going to be waging against the wealthy, especially those of us who live in guard-gated communities and who employ a lot of these, blue-collar people, whether they're, I mentioned gardeners, beauty salon workers, delivery men, those who carry the water bottles, also the individuals who, walk the horses. Evil is not a joke. Evil is not funny. Evil is as evil does. And in our society right now, in Seattle, all the kooks, all the nuts, all of the cuckoo people in Seattle are, thank God, it is contained in that very, very cuckoo part of America.
All right, it's cuckoo up there, huh?
You know something, Phil, you can make a joke.
I'm not making a joke, Ms. Dooley. I'm simply reacting to your phraseology, that's all. Here's Palos Verdes on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello?
We're not laughing, Phil.
I'm not laughing at this.
I understand you're not laughing. I'm trying to get a caller. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
She has no idea what she's talking about. Why do you say the poor people are up there protesting?
Because many of the signs say things inflammatory, such as, I hate the rich.
Well, we chartered a plane. We're blue-collar workers, and we chartered a plane to go up there.
You're in Palos Verdes?
Yes.
I don't think you're blue-collar. That's a very wealthy part of Los Angeles, and I'd like everyone listening across the country to know.
Have you ever heard of the ILWU?
It's the International Labor Workers Union.
No. It's International's Longshoremen's Warehouse Union. Are you familiar with that? We shut down the harbor for 3 hours. Have you heard about that yesterday?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear about your nonsense. No.
Have you heard about the harbors being shut down on the West Coast?
No, I didn't hear about your grandstanding. No, I didn't.
You have no idea.
No. Just because I haven't heard of you doesn't mean I'm not informed.
Well,
you can grandstand all you want.
Well, you're making over six digits annual income, so do you consider that poor?
No, I make $300,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I make
over that together, doing blue-collar work.
That's not blue-collar. When you're making that kind of money, you can pretend.
It's not pretending.
Are you union members, or what are you? I mean, are you longshoremen?
Yes.
Well, what do you have? Do you operate a crane, or
we do everything, from operating cranes to...
You have your own business.
No, it's not your own business.
You do not have your own business?
There's 5,000 members here in the L.A. Harbor.
Okay, and you are making how much money a year? That's pretty good.
Well, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Oh, well, then you've never read the papers, then.
I read all the newspapers, and just because you're grandstanding with shutting down the harbor, and...
I've never heard of her.
My husband's never heard of you.
Well, you didn't read it in the L.A. Times yesterday? Well, that's my son. He said you better believe it.
Well, let me talk to him.
Huh?
Let me talk to your son.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
She wants to talk to you.
Hey. Listen to me, you little brat. I've never heard of your mom. And you should teach him some manners. you really ought to. You really ought to.
Well, we sat here listening to you on the way home.
You really ought to.
What is going on? What is going on now with regard to the longshoremen?
You tell that boy to respect me. Tell the boy.
Well, he listens to you.
Tell the boy.
You guys have got your radio turned up, okay? So I'm gonna have to go unless you turn it down, all right? Huh?
About.
Who doesn't know what she's talking about?
The woman that you're talking to.
Okay, and your point being what?
Well,
that what's going on in Seattle right now is not about class war. It's about.
What? There might be a few who've been breaking windows in that, but the majority, a lot of those are.
Bobby, be quiet, please.
People that are up there protesting. So.
What?
Yes, I'm telling your wife to be quiet.
Are you getting on the fighting side of me?
Just tell your
Honestly,
wife. I'm telling.
Why isn't the husband on the?
Yeah. Why aren't you on the line?
Bobby speaks for me.
Okay, then you shut up too, Steve. You and Bobby shut up while I'm talking to this lady.
You talking to me like that?
Yes, sir. I'm talking to you like. You know what? I'm going to put him on hold right now. So anyway.
You should just tell him to read the papers.
Okay. What did you guys do? You shut L.A. Harbor down yesterday?
obviously. You've seen it on the news. It's been on every news program yesterday.
I got
seen it?
I got two guys looking at me with dumb stares. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
In the business section of the L.A. Times yesterday.
Oh, I don't read
shut
that.
Down 3 hours. San Francisco shut down for 8 hours.
I don't read the business. I'll look it up. Let me get Bobby back on the line.
You should see the amount of revenues that were lost and just shutting down.
Okay, and the point being what? The point did you shut the harbor down, why?
Because we were protesting.
Protesting what?
Up in Seattle.
Oh, you were protesting in sympathy to what is going on in Seattle.
Right.
Well, what do you perceive to be going on in Seattle? What is your perception what's going on in Seattle?
Well, what?
She's a what?
You're a communist.
Actually, I'm a right-wing Republican, so I don't know.
Okay, well, what are you perceived to be the that you're in sympathy with in Seattle? What is
I don't know. You have me so upset about that woman there. That's on.
So, in other words, you don't know what you're protesting. You're just protesting. So you shut the harbor down yesterday for 3 hours, and you didn't know why. You didn't know why you shut the harbor down for 3 hours?
See, Phil, she's just as stupid as she's dumber than me. At least I know what I'm talking about. You're dumb.
I'm dumb?
Yeah, you're dumb. You don't even know why you did what you did.
I make more money than you do.
You are so stupid.
What do you do for a living?
You are so stupid that you don't even know why you shut L.A. Harbor down.
No, but what do you do for a living?
No, forget it. You're stupid. I don't want to talk to a stupid person.
Well, I mean, so what we have here...
I make six figures, okay?
All right, so you shut down L.A. Harbor, you don't know why. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
God, she is. I make six figures for a living, Phil. And
you make six figures for a living.
That's right. And a lot of
what do you mean you make six figures for a living?
My husband Steve, I should say, makes six figures for a living.
And what does he do for a living?
I told you he makes six figures.
He makes six figures for a living.
Yeah. Am I talking to another stupid person here?
No, ma'am. I'm not stupid. I want to know what it is that your husband does for a living.
He makes.
I know what he makes. What does he do for a living?
He makes six figures. Hello?
I'm here. I don't understand what it is that your husband does for a living. Look, I will readily admit to you that the last lady I spoke with didn't know what she was talking about. By the way, she's with the ILWU. Those guys are big fans of the show. They happen to have a link on their site to our website. So who knows? She might be one of those folks. But the point being that she didn't know why she was shutting a harbor down. She was just shutting a harbor down, which is pretty ignorant, okay? I will admit to you that that's ignorant. Now, I'm asking you again. I'm on bended knee. I'm begging with the tears coming out of my eyes, what does your husband do for a living?
Are you ready?
Yes.
He makes six.
Okay, he makes six figures.
That is correct, Phil, and that is what I'm trying to tell you. And the point that I'm desperately trying to say, we are in a lockdown here at Western Estates. All the gardeners, you're pretty dense, aren't you? You don't even...
Okay, if I'm stupid, then you are too, ma'am, and I say that with all due respect. Beverly Hills on a Phil Henry show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, hello. You're on the air, Beverly Hills. Go right ahead.
Oh.
Yes.
One comment to the lady up there.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
She is...
Mm-hmm.
So ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Who, me or the lady in the...
And if you would mind not going, while I'm talking. That's annoying.
I'm here for you. I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay, well, it's better for me if you don't make any sound until I'm done.
Oh, I see. So I'm not...
And I think that's
sound.
Probably the case with other people, too. I know that you have an annoying nature about you. First of all, ma'am,
you're very
do not make six figures. Your husband makes six figures.
My husband,
if your husband was not in the picture, you would be making beds and doing nails like all of the other working class people that you so quickly put down.
Oh, so it's all about you, is it? It's all about you.
About me?
You're very controlling, aren't you?
Excuse me?
I went to college.
Well, ma'am, obviously you didn't learn anything while you were there.
Well, I wouldn't be making beds. I went to college.
You cannot even have an opinion for yourself without turning around and consulting your husband.
Why are you...
It's just a shame.
My husband is my friend. He's my best friend. He is my lover. He taught me everything that I know about many things in life. He's the greatest lover I've ever had. Well, sexually.
That's wonderful and all.
Sexually, he
he is also your employer, because what do, what
married.
Exactly do you do all day long that you need to go to the beauty supply, to the beauty store?
I am an activist. I have a phone tree. We have.
Okay, how much money do you make being an activist?
We make six figures,
so
and
not,
I've been trying
not
to tell.
We. How much
the,
do
the
you
people,
personally make?
My husband and I, because we're married,
yeah.
And California
separate
being
the two,
a community.
Separate the two incomes and then tell me, are you
a
not
mother's
working class?
Job is priceless. A mother's job is priceless. And I'm the mother of three boys. Are you going to tell me that that... And,
no, that's a very respectable job. I will not take anything
okay.
from you there.
Steve
However,
told
that does,
me,
not,
my husband
that does
says
not make you any different
an
from a lot of women who are out there doing nails.
Hey, why don't you ask her? She's in Beverly Hills. How come she's stabbing you in the back?
That's right. I wanted to ask you. You live in Beverly Hills.
Yes,
you know
I do.
What you know what I'm talking about. Why are you stabbing me in the back? I'm one of the rich people
I'm
like you.
I'm stabbing you in the back because of
I'm like you.
We have a bad name because of women like you.
I'm just like you.
Steve, no, you're not. You're
yes,
nothing
I am.
Like me.
I live in we're wealthy, just like you are.
You are
and
not
look,
wealthy. $300,000 a year. Pardon me, but you are far from wealthy.
Did you hear that?
Okay.
Yeah.
You are middle class, ma'am.
You must just be passing through Beverly Hills. I don't think you live there.
My husband said something really funny. He says you're passing through.
At $300,000, you wouldn't buy a home in Beverly Hills.
I hate to say that, Bobby, but it's true. 300 G's a year.
Well, coming
let
from
alone
the big
have your nails done.
Oh, the big talk show host. And how much do you make?
That's absolutely none of your business.
That
and I don't want to talk about any more.
Right.
I don't want to talk about what people are making here, okay? I want to get down to the nuts and bolts.
I could buy and sell your skinny ass. Any day.
Can we please not
Thank
talk
you,
that way? And let's get down to what it is the two of you perceive what's happening in Seattle to be about. You said, Bobby, it is class war.
Well, yes. And as long as we have backstabbing traitors like this lady in Beverly Hills, we're going to lose to the poor gardeners. And do you have a gardener?
Yes, I do have a gardener.
And what are you going to do when he puts those pruning shears in your back?
I beg your pardon?
What are you going to do when he sinks his pruning shears into your back as part of the class war?
Well, first of all, my gardener feels like his job is his own career. He does not feel like a less than person.
How do you know? You're a pauper, so don't lie.
And wait a second. And you know what? I just had a flash of deja vu like we've been here before. But anyway, you said that you think this woman's gardener is going to commit murder.
My gardener will not commit murder. He is perfectly happy within his home and family and with his job.
It's going to be, my husband said, it's probably going to be a lot like the Sioux uprising with the gardeners and all of these people. So I don't know
what
that
must be what your husband's hoping for.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. She's in Beverly
He has
Hills.
Clearly separated the classes and therefore expects these people that are making less money to
Mm-hmm.
to uprise.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably...
There's going to be a lot of these gardeners and beauty salon workers.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you know, I really can't say as I blame them for
mm-hmm.
attacking people with the attitude that you have.
Oh, you're just trying to save yourself so that when they win the revolution, you'll
no,
be a collaborator.
You're a lunatic.
You'll be a collaborator with the poor. And they are the people that need...
So, if I am...
Okay, well...
All right, look.
Why do I want to separate myself? We're all blood. We all breathe the same air, and
we all breathe the same.
Bleed red.
You breathe the air of Beverly Hills.
Yes, I do. Right alongside my gardener.
I beg your pardon?
Right alongside my gardener.
Are you having sex with him?
No.
That is complete. All right, okay. I apologize, ma'am. Thank you for your call, and that's completely and totally uncalled for. And completely without the realm of what we're talking about. By the way, what was her answer? Anyway, it's 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Hi, Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association in Seattle. You read the newspaper. All you got to do is open up a. Nobody opens up a newspaper. How about turning on a TV set? Well, there it is. They're having a great deal of civil disturbance around the World Trade Organization meeting there. Some people consider it to be a sort of a fabric, a weaving of various groups into one protest against this organization, its control of world trade and commerce. Others believe it to be a class struggle. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association on the line talking about that.
And so a point that I wanted to make before we go on, I was talking to some of the girls here. My husband says that these people need jobs. And a lot of the girls that I talked to at the beauty salon, two of the girls who are over at the pool where some of the kids take their swimming lessons, two of the ladies who work with me in putting on our annual fashion show, their husbands have all said the same thing. So for people to attack me, I think it's wrong, because everybody's husband that I know, they all think the same thing that my husband thinks.
So that, and well, friend, God forbid that you should think it.
I do think it.
And okay, but your husband and all the other husbands, they think it.
Yeah. You're getting it now, Phil.
Oh, I'm getting it. Okay, good. I'm glad that I'm getting it. Man, Charleston on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Charleston, hello.
Yes,
ma'am.
I just want to say that Bobby is coming off like a total snobbish rich bitch. I mean, just because your husband, and I emphasize husband, just because your husband makes six figures, does that make you any better than anyone else?
I don't think I said that. It makes me wealthier, yes.
It makes you wealthy, yeah. But why do you have to flaunt it like you are?
Don't I have the right to protect my property from delivery men?
No, I'm not saying...
Okay, then you understand what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that you don't have the right to protect your property.
A lot of these delivery men and bottled water people are going to rise up. Are you aware of that? Where do you live, Charleston?
Yes, I live in Charleston.
That's a beautiful city, and they have a wonderful waterfront. They have a wonderful waterfront there, okay?
Beautiful.
And there's a lot of little restaurants that I've been into there. A lot of the beer truck drivers, though, they're part of this group that I'm talking about. Why don't you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Are you hearing that these beer truck drivers, the next time you go down there, some stuff can start?
I
don't think so.
Don't start any stuff with those beer truck guys.
Don't do it.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
But
where
anyway,
do you live? Are you wealthy?
No, I am not wealthy.
I am
far from wealthy, and that's another point.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I work at a temporary agency.
All right. Well, see, I'm afraid of you.
Why are you afraid of me?
Because you're poor and I'm rich, and you're going to take your fountain pen and drive it into my chest, huh?
You're the one that's so paranoid.
You know, there's
no reason for you to be paranoid.
So then why are your people rioting?
My people are not rioting.
Your people are up in Seattle right now rioting.
I have nothing to do with people in Seattle.
Well, you're poor, right?
That's clear across the country.
Those are all the poor people that are rioting. Are you going to take a staple gun to me?
No.
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
She's lying.
I think she is lying, too, Steve.
I think she's lying.
My husband thinks you're lying.
That she's going to take a staple gun.
You scare the bejesus out of me, honey. And your poor
friend. I'm sorry about that.
You and all your poor friends.
You're paranoid.
I'm not creating what's going on in Seattle. You and your people are. That's why we're locking down our resort. You want what I got.
You're locking down your resort.
No.
We're locking our resort down.
Let me tell you something.
You're locking down your resort.
That's right. Are you laughing at that?
Yeah, the idea of you locking down your resort cracks me up.
You guys are paranoid. You guys are totally paranoid.
You're locking down the resort, huh?
Okay. I tell you what. Bring it. Come on and bring it. I'm ready for your ass.
Bring what?
Bring it.
Bring what?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. You're the one who's paranoid.
All right, don't be childish. Let's go to San Antonio before we have to break out of the hour. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, sir.
I got a couple things I'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
break her ass. I want you to
take your little pompous ass, shut up, and listen to what I got to say.
Ooh.
I'm driving down the road, listening to you, and you're really torquing me. I had to stop and dial this phone for 30 minutes. Let me tell you something. I'm in the working class. I out work and I bust my butt 70 hours a week to support my family.
Are you gay?
And you know what? People like you are what the problem is. People like you who think you're better than everybody else
are you gay?
In this country
mm-hmm.
is what the problem is.
I think you're gay.
Phil Henry Show.
I'm gonna do it.